Legislature's Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is September 10th, 2015. It's approximately 9 o'clock in the morning, meeting in the Anchorage LI Auditorium. We have a business meeting today. We've got a number of routine. We've got audits. We've got some executive sessions on procurements to do. But before we get into that, the first thing I would like to do is make sure we've got our committee secretary online. I presume it's Madam Secretary. Are you online?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very kindly. We can hear you. Would you please call our roll?
Yes, sir. Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Kelly. Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Representative Quito.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Thompson. Representative Pruitt.
Here.
Representative Newman. Representative Hawker.
Present. We do have a quorum to conduct business, and I do believe that Representative Thompson is en route and was planning on joining us shortly after we got started here today. The first item on our agenda today are approval of the minutes from the June 23rd and the July 22nd meeting 2015, and if we could have a motion, then I think we may have some small amendments on those. So, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move them individually so that we can make the appropriate motion to amend on the one. Mr. Chairman, I move the meeting minutes from LBNA meeting on June 23rd, 2015 to be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the June 23rd, 2015 minutes, and I object for purposes of discussion. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, it's the meeting minutes of July 22nd that I had you small
So that brings us back to the question. The question is the approval of the June 23rd, 2015 minutes. Is there other objection? Hearing seen none, those minutes stand approved. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the meeting minutes for LBNA meeting on July 22nd, 2015 be approved as presented.
And I object for discussion. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 5 of 34, under the meeting timestamp 9:53, 10 a.m., on the first line, I believe there's an extra use of the word of. I've already spoken with your trusted staff. Mr. Chairman, on page 7 of 34, timestamp 10:00:13 a.m., the third line from the bottom, I believe, to accurately reflect for those reading the meeting minutes in the future, that the word for should have as in brackets so that we appropriately say what that sentence is trying to reflect, and that was as the population is increasing in those communities that there's a relationship with the next line.
So is there objection to adopting the two changes noted by the Vice Chair as a friendly amendment to these minutes at this time? Hearing no objection to that, that brings the main question back before us. The question before the committee is the approval of the July 22nd, 2015 minutes as amended. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those minutes are adopted as amended. Thank you, Madam Vice Chair, for the review on those. Okay, we have a executive session coming now. We have audits to review. We've got one that will be final and being released, several that are be going to the agencies, and we've got some procurement discussions to have. So at this time, Madam Vice Chair, could we have a motion to enter executive session?
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee enter executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 and B3, as the meeting will involve a discussion of matters which the immediate knowledge of would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, as well as a discussion of confidential audit reports under AS 2420301.
So the question before the committee is entering into executive session. Is there objection? Hearing see none. Let's go into executive session. Alaska State Legislators Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is back from executive session. It is September 10th, 2015, and I would like to reestablish a quorum and note that present we have Representative Quito, Representative Olson, Representative Thompson, Representative Hawker chairing, Vice Chair Senator McKinnon, Senator Giesel, and Senator Hoffman, all of whom are voting members of this committee and do constitute a quorum to do business. Just verify, online we have as guests, we've got Representative Tarr, we've got Representative Tuck, we've also got in the room as guests of the committee, we've got Representative Josephson, Representative Vasquez, and Representative Stutes. Are there any other legislators that are online that have not been recognized? Hearing see none. We've basically been discussing audits and procurements in executive session, and now we are back for motions. Madam Chair, the first motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following final audit be released to the public, Board of Paroles Fund Set.
The question before the committee is the final adoption or the Board of Parole sunset audit. Is there objection? Hearing see none. We have now adopted that report, and it will be released publicly. Madam Vice Chair, our second motion, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following preliminary audits be released to the agencies for response. Division of Alaska Pioneer Homes, Alaska Agricultural and Fishery Products Preference Used by State Entities, Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas, Real Estate Commission Sunset.
Well, the question before the committee is the release of the stated audits to the respective agencies for their comments. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. Chris, you got your mission assigned there. Moving into procurements, Madam Vice Chair, first procurement.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to extend Division of Legislative Audits Anchorage office lease space under AS 3630080 for a total lease extension of up to 10 years in the amount of $4,453 per month for the first year with annual CPI adjustments each additional year beginning July 2017.
You know, object for comment. My hearing may have missed, but I heard the statutory reference be 3630080. I'm correct, is 3630083. And if it was my ear mishearing you, but for the record, the reference is 3630.083. So the question before the committee is the authorizing the legislative auditor to extend their space lease. Is there objection? Hearing see no objection. Chris, you got space.
Hey.
Our next procurement, Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditors to solicit for specialized information technology expertise to review the state's new Integrated Resource Information System, otherwise known as IRIS, I-R-I-S.
Object for a quick comment. I would like to note that the motion as stated authorizes the solicitation. It does not authorize an award, which would be any results of the solicitation will be brought back to this committee for a final decision. So the question before the committee is authorizing the auditor to solicit for an information technology expertise to help review the state's IRIS system. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit and award a contract for an amount not to exceed $215,000 for a performance review of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education and the Alaska Student Loan Corporation.
The question before the committee is the solicitation and award of a contract not to exceed $215,000 for the performance review of RACPE. Is there objection? Hearing see none. So ordered. Good luck with that, Chris. Last motion, Madam Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the Chair, as the procurement officer, to enter into a contract with the Menges Group, the apparent winner of the Medicaid Reform and Expansion Consultant RFP, in an amount not to exceed $350,000.
So the question before the committee is the awarding of a contract to the Menges Group for the purposes of providing the counsel to the legislature on Medicaid reform and expansion in an amount not to exceed $350,000. Is there objection? Hearing see none, so ordered. Thank you very kindly. This brings us to the last formal item of business. What we have is what's called the Analytica Contract Novation, and I would ask that my resource aide, Ms. Rena Delbridge, explain this request to us. And if you would please place yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Rena Delbridge, staff to Representative Hawker. And most of you are aware of Janik Mayer and Nico Safos, who individually have held contracts with the legislature through LBNA to give guidance on oil and gas taxation and fiscal issues and the LNG project over the course of the past several years. Mr. Mayer and Mr. Safos in May created, they incorporated and created Analytica Inc. Now that they have a single corporation, they would like to basically transfer the two individual contracts that they hold as individuals, all rights and responsibilities, to the new new corporation. We do this through a novation. It essentially becomes a substitution of the two individuals going to now the new contract. Analytica Inc. becomes the counterparty that the state has for this contract. Payment goes to Analytica. The novation also, along with those rights of payment and work, transfers the responsibility and liability to the new entity from the individuals. Janik and Nikos, Mr. Mayer and Mr. Safos are the new corporation. Mr. Safos is the president. Mr. Mayer is the chairman. Between the two of them, they hold all of the corporate offices. The actual contract doesn't change materially, with a couple quick exceptions here. Because we had two individual contracts with two individual maximum amounts and payment instructions for two individuals, we now would have that for one entity. And so we have blended the two individuals into a new singular. So whereas each contract previously had its own maximum amount under the contract, there's now one maximum amount that is the sum of the two. As this is a new entity, the novation would ensure that the work that the legislature is having performed at a certain rate by Mr. Mayer and Mr. Safos now will still be performed by those two individuals by name via this new corporation. And then the other material change, I suppose, is the previous contract listed Laura Pierre, staff to Senator McKinnon, who negotiated the prior contracts as project manager. This one would change that to Rena Delbridge as staff to Representative Hawker, who is now chairing LBNA.
So, Ms. Delbridge, essentially we're taking two and making it into one. Is there any change at all in the economic substance of the contract, the relationship between the state and these contractors at all?
Representative Hawker, Mr. Chairman, no.
And again, this is just basically, it's just changing names. It's a big formal legal event to change the actual contracting party from the two individuals to their new corporate entity is all we've got going here. And Ms. Elbridge, could you just give us the assurance that you've secured legal counsel in the process you've gone through here in putting this together with our contractors?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, when Mr. Mayer and Mr. Safos approached us with news of their incorporation, we worked both with Ross Alexander at Legislative Audit and also with a number of attorneys at Legislative Legal to understand what the process would be for the novation, to draft the appropriate contractual agreement that is still in the final stages there, and to make sure we understood what the process would entail.
One final procurement point. This is a personal services contract. We're not dealing with entities that are like contracting with us to build a bridge or something. But we are, within our procurement regulations, the chair has the authority to request or to waive requesting a performance bond from the folks who are requesting the novation to a new entity. In this case, in that it's a personal services contract, performance bond doesn't really make a difference to us in that the contract itself, as discussed earlier by Ms. Delbridge, our new contract with the new corporate entity specifies contractually that the two individuals shall be the ones that perform the work for us. So in lieu of having a performance bond, we've actually got a fixed contractual guarantee of who does the work. And Ms. Dobridge, it would be a fair estimation of that, of the requirement to get that note on record.
Through the chairman, yes, I believe so.
Senator McKinnon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Delbridge, did we change the date of the contract at all? Are all the dates also transferring similarly? And if you could tell the LBNA committee the end date of the novation?
Senator McKinnon, through the chair, the contract has not been extended in term. Their current contract was approved in January of 2015, earlier this year, for the duration of approximately a year. It expires January 31st, 2016. So the novation would simply carry this then through that existing time period. It would not extend it.
Question, Senator McKinnon?
Mr. Chairman, we're trying to push forward a natural gas pipeline, and I'm just wondering about all of our ducks being in a row, but I'll leave it to your leadership that we'll look at that at the appropriate time.
Yes, absolutely. Questions, concerns further? Hearing see none, that would bring us to a motion. Senator McKinnon, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, my notes don't call it a motion, so I'll move the following statement. The committee agrees to the novation and related amendments of the contract between Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and Janik Mayer, and between the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee and Nikos Tsafos, both dated January 19, 2015, and authorizes the chair of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to enter into a novation agreement between the committee, Janik Mayer, Nikos Tsafos, and Analytica Incorporated. The novation is considered to be in the best interest of the committee and will be in accordance with the Legislative Procurement Procedures Section 160B.
So the question before the committee is the Analytica novation and the authority of the chair to execute that document. Is there objection? Hearing see none. Thank you, Ms. Delch. Make it happen. Very much appreciate that. Just a couple of comments before we conclude today, and that is, I think folks know that we have been working to put together a preparation seminar anticipating a special session on the gas line. This, again, is with Analytica, talking about issues that may come before that special session, if not the immediate special session. Certainly, we're going to be needing to have fresh in our mind as we evaluate how the process moves forward. That's Friday, September 25th. We end up choosing that day as well we could to accommodate everyone's schedules. 9 to 5 p.m., and anyone that wants to, I would ask people, please RSVP to my staff so we can get some head counts, and any legislators listening to this, for you or your staff, please give us a head count so we can make arrangements to accommodate everyone on the 25th that wants to participate in that one.
Do you know the duration of that?
Yes, sir. It will be an all-day affair from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And just a note for this committee, we've got a busy fall calendar coming here, so my heads up on that one is that we've got the audits that we've approved today on preliminary basis are going to be going out and coming back to us. We've got we're going to have a very long session as we get back the Department of Health and Social Services performance review reports. I think that's probably going to take us all day. I'm hearing rumors that these reports are multiple hundred pages each, and we've got three of those to go through in a day. So we've got a lot going on there. We're making arrangements with, in a separate matter, we're making arrangements with the Department of Education and I think it's Department of Admin to present to us the reports they were required to do under the terms of House Bill 278, one regarding school design and construction standards, and the other is the salary and benefits schedule for school districts. So that will also be a fairly substantive meeting. It will take a bunch of time. And we are also, you know, continuing to look at the professional resources that we need to support whatever does come here in the way of a gas line special session. So, again, as always, our committee manages to stay busy. Anyone else have any questions, concerns for the good of the order before we adjourn today? Well, hearing seen none, I thank you all very much for a long and productive meeting, and we stand adjourned.